It's podcast time here at CycloneFanatic.com. Thanks to our friends from the Iowa Clinic Men's Center for sponsoring our coverage of the Big 12 Media Days down in Frisco, Texas. We're at the Ford Center today. It's the practice facility for the Dallas Cowboys, a magnificent facility. Iowa Clinic Men's Center sponsors our podcast today. Be a man. Go to the doctor. I got to get my annual physical coming up. I go to Doc Nicholson in Ankeny, but there's Iowa Clinics all over the metro. Got the new downtown location as well. It's located at the Methodist Medical Plaza. Specifically, Dr. Drury and Tomlinson are available Monday through Friday, same day, next day appointments. That's why I love the Iowa Clinic. If I'm sick, if I need any, I'm a busy guy. I got a lot going on, right? Just call them up, and I can usually get in that day or the day after. They're very flexible. The Iowa Clinic and Men's Center, a proud partner of CycloneFanatic.com. All right, here's a podcast. Caught up with Brian Peavy. This is an interesting kid. I remember when he committed to Iowa State, and everybody goes, "Oh, this kid's only 5'7". He can't play in the Big 12." Well, he's proven everybody wrong. Caught up with him today as he returned to the state of Texas, and it was a cool moment for him when he stepped off the plane. What do you think of this? Because you're a Texas guy, right?
And
you get to come back, and you're spending time here in the Cowboys facility. That's got to be pretty cool for you.
Oh, yeah, it's very big time. The moment I stepped off the plane, they seen me smiling cheek to cheek. So, yeah, it's a great experience just coming back home and being around an awesome facility and great players. So.
You Texas football guys have a lot of pride in your home state.
Oh, yeah, a lot of pride. That's one thing we talk about all the time is just Texas pride and how Texas is all about football. So
when there's four schools obviously in the Big 12 from the state, how many guys, how often do you find that you're lining up against somebody that you played against in high school or new?
All the time.
Yeah.
That's one thing I tell the guys. I say I might play against them in high school. Sometimes I give them tips about things and how things may go, what kind of attitude you may bring to the game. But I find myself lined up across Texas guys all the time.
Remember when you committed to Iowa State, the scout on you was, man, this guy's really good, but he's also really small. And you've turned into an all-conference guy. Did your size coming up through the ranks, maybe you didn't get as many offers as others because of your height, did that fuel you?
Oh, of course it fueled me. Just knowing that I'm a competitor and my capabilities and knowing my work, I guess it did fuel me because I know where I stand and where I can play. But I'm glad Iowa State took a chance on me and gave me an opportunity to showcase my talents.
Is there, from your rise to where you are right now as one of the top corners in the conference, is there somebody specific at Iowa State or in your football career who you feel like you owe some gratitude to for helping you get here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the list can go forever. Just from personal trainers such as Darrell Williams, Rashard, Footwork King, high school coaches, just little league coaches. I mean, yeah. Like I said, Texas is a football state, and from the womb growing up, it was football. So I just like thank my parents as well. So
you play in a league that there's obviously a lot of passing. I always find it interesting the guys who become cornerbacks and safeties. Because there's so much offense in this league, right?
Right.
What's it like? Do you like that challenge?
Oh, yeah, I love that challenge. Basically, no days off, no plays off, because it could be a 90-yard bomb one play, then an 80-yard bomb the next. So, I mean, I like the challenge. I like the challenge.
New look secondary this year for you guys with – it looks like DeAndre is going to be opposite of you, at least how that's going to start fall camp, and the strong safety position's new as well. So, what are you anticipating for the secondary this year?
Just unity, coming together, playing together, making plays. I feel like we have a strong secondary core where we can fly around and make plays on the ball, so I'm very excited to watch.
DeAndre, too, it sounds like that's more of his natural position at corner. What are the early outlooks for him like?
Oh, he's a baller. I mean, yeah, like you said, he was already a cornerback, so he already know the ropes of that. Very experienced guy, so he didn't miss a beat when they moved him to corner. So.
Have you ever seen a guy hit like Kamari does?
Not from the safety position. I mean, he come down, make plays, make stops. So Nah, not too many like Kamari Kanmai.
Do you ever like, because I watch Kamari play and I'm like, oh, because I don't want him to get hurt.
Right.
Right? And he's so reckless. Does that ever go through your mind? Like, hey, calm down, dude. We need you out here.
Yeah, but once you see him get up, it's like, man, that was a play. So yeah. let him fly around. So.
Any of those young guys standing out to you so far this summer in the secondary?
Oh, yeah, we got a lot of young guys standing out. Arnold Azuna, Romello Webster, Thad Daniels. We have a lot of guys that can step up and play, which gives us a lot of depth in the secondary. So.
What about that group of wide receivers? This looks about as good of a group as Iowa State's had in a long time.
Oh, yeah, we have a nice group of receiver core from tall to medium, just different frames. They all bring different things to the table. I know Marchie is bringing a lot to the table, as well as Hakeem Butler. You have Deshante coming back, as well as Trevor Ryan, with the new addition of the receiver from Temple. So,
Last but not least, what's the team goals for this season with camp about to kick off?
Team goals for this season is basically just come together and play as a unit, put our best foot forward, and win games.
Bowl game, the expectation?
Yes, sir.
Were you surprised that you guys got picked ninth, and what was your reaction?
I didn't personally see it, but I heard about it. Since I've been here, been kind of doubters and all of that. But like I said, we just use that as fuel to the fire and want to pack it under us and rise above it. So.
Good luck this season, man.
Thank you.
That's Brian Peavy here from Frisco, Texas, the Cyclone Fanatic podcast presented today by the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. Also caught up with Jake Campos. Fun kid, really neat kid. He's a Des Moines boy, and he's back after that injury last year, ready to help turn Iowa State's offensive line from one of the worst in the Big 12 to, well, in their minds, hopefully one of the best. Here's my interview with Jake Campos. What's it like stepping off the plane and coming to this big Dallas Cowboys facility today?
You know, it's something else. I mean, you get off that little tiny plane and get right into a van, come over here, and you step out, and immediately there's a field. There's a football field outside in front of this complex, and it's amazing. I mean, my whole family on my dad's side, a little bit on my mom's, huge Cowboy fans. So being here, it's an absolute honor and just seeing everything.
A lot of Des Moines people listening who got to watch you play in high school. And I know that everybody was just heartbroken with what happened to you last year. Do you feel like you have like a new lease on your football life heading into the season?
You know, there's sitting out of season gives you a whole new perspective that you don't normally get. So, I mean, I got to see the ins and outs, how the offense works. I got to see how the coaches work. So I've got a whole different view, different perspective on football in general. So I'm pretty excited to go out there on the field and, you know, first one, truly appreciate being out there because it's something else to have to watch your team play. So being out there, I'll just truly appreciate it. And then to see the ins and outs working from the sideline to the field, I'm very excited.
Did you almost feel like a coach last year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had a lot of young guys on the field, for the O-line especially, without experience. So I did my best, you know, to always be in there and try to do my best to coach.
How tough was it, though, like when, you know, when they lined up against Northern Iowa and you couldn't be out there? Walk me through, I guess, just the emotional roller coaster from last August until now.
You know, I can't explain the feeling that, I mean, I played for 2 years and then you're out for a year, and I was going in and I was the experience in the line. People were depending on me. So not being able to be out there with those guys, it's heartbreaking. So, you know, I tried to do the best I could to support them and be as involved as I could with the offense. So, yeah. Tough.
How much better shape is the line in this year compared to last year going into camp?
You know, I think we've got a lot more experience coming in. We got Julian moving into center, and he played a full 11 games last year. Then with me coming back, we've got a lot more experience. Meeker got into quite a few games last year. So we've got experience at different spots, which I think will really help support the other guys around them.
Looking ahead to just the team in general, it's interesting because you got Joel and Allen. You guys are all CIML guys, right? How great would it be for you guys to all go out? I know you have another year, but to be able to play in a bowl game and get to the postseason with this group of guys.
Yeah, that would be something absolutely special, especially with this core, you know, the Iowa guys coming in and really just building this program up. You know, we've had a couple rough years, but coming in and finishing out with a bowl win, there'd be nothing else than sending ourselves and then all the fans that have stuck with us for the whole 4 years, you know, sending them out with a bowl.
Do Does Iowa high school football get a bad rap? Because, you know, you always hear like, oh, there's no players here. But it seems like this staff is recruiting more Iowa kids.
Yeah, you know, I've got roommates from Texas and Florida, so I hear a lot about the different football here and there. But, you know, all I've seen is that there's three Iowa boys here, so, you know, we're doing something right.
Yeah, for sure. What do you anticipate the offense to be like this year? Because on paper, it looks to be as strong of an offense as Iowa State's had going into a season and maybe even a decade.
You know, I think we're going to have a lot more of what we saw last year, and then we've got a little bit more probably refinement on the O-line, so that'll really open up some holes for some of our skill guys. We've got some of the best backs in the nation, and then we've got the receiving core that's deeper than I've ever seen it here. So we've got players at every position. Jacob Park's going to sling the football. So I feel very good about the offense.
Park, what's his offseason been like from what you've been able to see?
He's really stepped up into a leadership role, and he's doing everything he can to step up and be that quarterback, to be the guy on the team that's really leading that offense. And he's been very involved with the running backs, the O-line, and the wide receivers. So I think he's grown a lot in maturity.
Last but certainly not least, the offensive line, I thought last year, made a ton of progress from game one until the end, and Tom Manning gets a lot of credit for that. What makes him such a good offensive line coach?
With Coach Manning, I think what it is he's very personal, and he will get to know you as a player, as a person, and he uses that to help coach. So he'll see where your deficiencies are in the weight room. He talks to the staff a lot, and he knows where you're going to struggle, and he'll focus on that with each individual player. It's not just a cookie cutter approach like a lot of coaches just throw in and say, this is how an offensive tackle plays. He will work with you with your stance, and everything's individualized, obviously to his system, but he will work with you very personally, and he gives everyone attention from the bottom up. He will coach from freshman walk-ons all the way to the seniors. He coaches everyone the exact same way, and that feeling of just pure continuity with the team and with the coach, there's nothing like it.
Just the fact that Campbell's an old offensive line guy too, I don't know, how much does he dive into working with you guys?
Oh, he's always around the offensive line. If he's not over with the defense, he's at least lingering near the O-line. He'll jump in, he'll run drills, stuff like that. So having him around is a big help. It really, really shows trust in the position group.
What's your body like this year compared to last? Did you bulk up? Did you trim down during that year off? I mean, I didn't know specifically if there was a goal there.
Well, you know, last year with the injury, I mean, put on a little bit of fluff out there.
Yeah.
But
it happens to all of us.
Immediately once we got back in the pool and running on the field, I mean, all that stuff falls off pretty quick. I think I'm the trimmest and heaviest I've ever been, so I feel really good right now.
Best of luck this season, bud.
Thank you very much.
A couple of interviews here for you. Live from the Big 12 Media Days in Frisco, Texas, courtesy of the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. Plenty more coverage coming your way today and tomorrow here at CycloneFanatic.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, we always ask that you leave us a positive rating on iTunes. It helps keep our ranking up. Leave us a nice comment as well. And give the Iowa Clinic Men's Center today, give them a call and tell them you appreciate their sponsorship and sending us down here to cover the Cyclones. Thanks for listening, everybody.